We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, doctors describe this incident as a world first.
Okay.
What was living in her eyelids?
Was it a parasite?
What?
Woman took herself to the hospital this week complaining about a swollen eye. She was expected to be treated for a simple eye infection. Well, the doctors did a little,
digging?
Digging, and they discovered four tiny bees living under her eyelids.
Oh.
Bees, little bitty bees living under her eyelids, feasting on her tears.
No, I had a girlfriend that did that once.
What do you mean?
She would feast on my tears.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
Is that not nasty or gross or disgusting?
Makes you wonder where she was.
I'll tell you.
Did she stick her face in a bee's nest?
No. She was actually taking care of a family member's grave and pulling out weeds when she felt something go into her eye. She thought it was just some dirt or soil. She washed it out with water, but by night it had been so swollen that she said, I had to do something, so she decided to go to the doctor. Because there was some sharp, stinging pain under her eyelids.
Oh, gross.
So they were only there for a few hours.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, you made it sound like they had been living there.
Yeah.
That, I'm gonna itch. Yeah, I got to a war with a bumblebee yesterday. They're not nice creatures.
No, how did you get into a war with a bumblebee?
Because he wants to drill in my house, you know, bore a hole in my house.
That's not a bumblebee. That's a carpenter bee.
Yeah, carpenter
bees.
They
look like bumblebees.
They do. They look exactly like bumblebees.
But they're not good. They'll eat your house alive.
Well, and I got my wasp spray because that's all I had that could reach him up, you know. So I started spraying him. He started coming after me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I would literally open my sliding glass door and spray him and slam my sliding glass door closed. He would run toward it. Bam.
And he was like, nah, 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 nah. I'm not a wasp.
Yeah.
Well, I know, that's all I had. It was either that or ant spray.
You Google about carpenter bees, you can't get rid of them. I thought, like at one of my houses, that someone was coming up with a drill and boring a hole.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a perfect hole that someone would drill.
You're dumb.
Don't call in that.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yes.
I wonder, too. I found little shavings of wood on my deck
exactly.
a few years ago, and I'm like, what is this?
I'm like, my neighbors are playing a prank on me.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
But so I did some research on this. And you're supposed to spray, like, WD-40 in the holes?
That's funny. That's what I did. Just because I thought it would work.
That is crazy.
You're naturally brilliant.
No, I did it just because I thought it would upset the bee. I didn't have any idea that you're supposed to do that.
No, so what happened, Hawk?
The WD-40, like, lubricates their wings and stuff, and they die.
That's what I thought.
But they will come back and bore new holes, like, every season.
I know. It's because they're zombies.
Carpenter bees will come back to that hole.
Oh, I've killed this one before.
It got so bad, I just left the holes up there. If you leave the holes up there, they won't, you know, bore as many holes
in your house.
So
you're just inviting them back by leaving the door open.
And you can buy them at the Jockey Lot. Don't lie.
The bees? Why would you buy carpenter bees at the Jockey Lot?
You can buy these carpenter bee traps, and they are mason jars, and they hang like... I think upside down. Well, like go into the hole and they can't get out of the jars.
You should see Hawk's house. It's got all these mason jars all over it.
Yeah. Well, he uses them a candle holder sometimes too.
No, you just leave them up like seasonal.
Now, I used to have a tennis racket. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, that's fun. That's fun.
But they go pretty far, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And I don't know if it's carpenter or bumble, bless their hearts. But I got rid of my, I don't play tennis.
The bumblebee, the carpenter bee has like a black hiney. Okay,
I'm not perverted. Hulk.
The bumblebee does not have a black hiney.
Here's how you tell, Gato. The bumblebee goes about 20 yards farther than the carpenter bee.
So it's a little bigger. Be nice to bumblebees. We need them.
Well, we don't need carpenter bees.
You don't need carpenter bees. They're trouble.
Now I need a new deck.
I know,
where's
right?
A carpenter bee like that? Yeah, build me a new deck. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know why they call them carpenter bees, because they don't build nothing.
No, they just bore holes. The first time I saw one, it was really a weird experience, seeing all those shavings down there
from
the wood. But anyway, these bees were living in this lady's eye a couple hours.
I think it's weird that it came from a grave.
Yeah.
The bumblebees came into her eye when she was tending to a grave.
The person dead didn't like her. They're like, why are you at my grave?
That's spooky.
Wow.
I just want to know, were they bumblebees or carpenter bees?
They were not those
sweat
kind
bees.
Of bees.
Yeah.
Oh, they were sweat bees.
That's what I assume.
They're not sweat bees. I don't know what kind of bees they were.
They weren't good doobies, that's for sure.
What?
Doobies? Heidi, what is wrong with you lately?
Good doobies and bad doobies, and they were not good doobies. Okay.
So,
if you're good or bad.
Doobies are bad in this state. In
Colorado,
they're okay.
No, they're really good in this state, too, just not legal.
I don't know anything about that.
I believe Heidi knows.
I have no idea what you're talking about. She may have been
doing the doobies before she started the show.
Well, that was on a kid's show, Good Doobie and Bad Doobie.
Oh,
you want to be a good
kid's
doobie.
Show with doobies on it?
Must have been Snoop Dogg.
Snoop and Martha.
Snoop Dogg in the morning.
Let's just move on.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. This is the dumbest break we've ever done.
I think so. So, could you just imagine Snoop Dogg coming out singing songs to kids?
I can, actually.
1, 2, 3, and to the 4.
Bees everywhere in my eye on the floor.
Doobies, good doobies, and bad doobies.
Good grief.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.